Title: New York HERO Act Requirements Significantly Modified as Amendments Pass New York Legislature. Content: This week, both houses of the New York State Legislature passed a package of amendments, the amendments, to the New York Health and Essential Rights Act, HERO Act or the Act, designed to clarify, modify, and delay implementation of certain provisions of the Act. The HERO Act was signed by New York Governor Andrew Cuomo on May 5, 2021. The Act requires the New York State Department of Labor, NISDAL, to create industry-specific, enforceable workplace health and safety standards, and also imposes new health and safety obligations on employers. When he signed the HERO Act, Governor Cuomo simultaneously announced that he had reached an agreement with the state legislature to amend the Act by 1. Clarifying the timeline for both employers and the NISDAL to develop and implement the required workplace standards, 2. Modifying the role of workplace safety committees, and 3. Limiting the potential for frivolous lawsuits. A new timeline for NISDAL and employers. The law initially required the NISDAL to issue industry-specific model safety standards by June 4, 2021, and left employers with little guidance on what time, if any, they had to conform to these new standards. The amendments delay the deadline for the NISDAL to publish its standards to July 5, 2021. The amendments also provide a clear timeline for employers to adopt or create the safety protocols required by the HERO Act. The amendments set the deadline for employers to adopt a disease prevention plan for 30 days after the NISDAL's creation of its model standards. Further, employers will have 60 days following the NISDAL's publication of its standards to provide their safety protocol to employees. Modifications to workplace safety committees. The amendments also reduce the role of joint labor management workplace safety committees, which the HERO Act requires employers to permit. For instance, the amendments specify that employers are only required to permit one committee per worksite, while the Act as originally signed imposed no such restriction. In addition, the amendments limit the purview of workplace safety committees to issues of occupational health and safety, where previously workplace safety committees would have been authorized to review employer policies relating to any provision of the New York workers' compensation law. The amendments also reduce the amount of paid time available to workplace safety committee members for meetings and trainings. Specifically, committee meetings during working hours are limited to 2 hours, and committee trainings are limited to no more than 4 hours. New standards for civil litigation. Perhaps most importantly for employers, the amendments modify the standards for a private right of action available to employees. First, the amendments limit the availability of injunctive relief under the HERO Act to address claimed violations that create a substantial probability that death or serious physical harm could result to the employee. Second, the amendments require employees to provide their employer with 30 days' notice and an opportunity to cure a violation before bringing suit, unless the employee alleges with particularity that the employer has demonstrated an unwillingness to cure a violation in bad faith. Third, the amendments preclude an employee from bringing suit if, 1, the employer corrects the alleged violation, or, 2, more than 6 months have passed from the date that the employee had knowledge of the alleged violation. Last, the amendments remove the opportunity for liquidated damages and provide that a court may award costs and attorney's fees to the employer if the court finds that an employee's claim is frivolous. While these amendments give New York employers some breathing room, employers should still prepare to comply with the HERO Act. Once the NISDAL publishes model standards, employers still have a relatively short time to ensure compliance. Moreover, employers will need to determine how to incorporate workplace safety committees in their decision-making. We will continue to monitor this legislation and will provide updates regarding the HERO Act's implementation as they become available. The legal landscape continues to evolve quickly, and there is a lack of clear-cut authority or bright-line rules on implementation. This article is not intended to be an unequivocal, one-size-fits-all.